So for all of you who are tuning in, yes. This is Radio Clash.
This is Radio Clash, and we're going to start now?
Yeah, I think we should start.
I want to dedicate this show to my mother, who passed away about 7 years ago on Mother's Day. But we're not going to cry about it. Instead, what we're going to do is we're going to fucking rock!
Hello and welcome to It's the Gay Metal Show 2 with Tim and Scott.
Hello.
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 And we just want to let you all know it's time to rock.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is show number 112, and it's the Gay Metal Show number 2 with Scott.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
We're going out live on the internet, and I have to say...
It's scary.
I have to say, if you want to talk to us while we're doing the show, at the moment, I don't think we've got any listeners, so get on there, you
cunts. We have two.
No, that was my listener, Peak.
Oh, that was...
From previously. No, I have zero at the moment. But hopefully that'll increase.
Oh, I hope so.
We can. So you can talk to me, I think it's... What is it? Tim Bearcub 73 on AIM. Tim Bearcub on Yahoo, or Y at Messenger, exclamation mark. It's tim at tjbaker.co.uk for the MSN, and Tim Bearcub on the Skypes.
Yeah, but if no one's listening at the moment, they're not going to have gotten all that.
Ah, yeah, true.
Well, wait till we see if there's any of the listeners. But yeah, that was cool. That was Painkiller by Judas Priest, and that brought me back to my childhood. I felt good listening to that. And it has to be said, though, it's really funny because at the end of it, we were going, oh, get on with it, Rolf.
Yeah,
for fuck's sake. Rolf,
get on.
Play another fucking song, you puff.
It was the are we there yet version of metal. I know. So those who haven't listened to Radio Clash, the gay Euro Metal edition, which is number 74.
Yeah.
What's the idea of this?
We're playing songs that are either covers of Camp Records in a metal styly, artists that are metal and gay, hence Judas Priest. I think that's the only one, though, that we're going to be playing from an actual gay metal artist.
Actual gay metaller,
yeah. Because there's not a lot out there. They're all in the cupboard.
Yeah. They're like footballers. They're all in the closet.
Yeah, they're all in the closet.
Yeah, and but they're just doing really camp things.
I know.
Just
like,
so camp.
I know. Stop doing your fucking hair like a girl.
And, we've got some hair metal later on, haven't we?
We do have some faggot hair metal later. It's going to be good.
Oh, we got some... I see. We've got a Kylie cover.
Don't give it all away.
Madonna.
Oh, kind of Madonna.
Kylie and it's Madonna. Weird. And a few other things, yeah.
Yeah, a few other things. It's a really packed show, actually. And
very good.
We were debating on whether it was 5 songs each or 6 songs each. We went for 6, so we're going to be here for a little while.
Plus Judas Priest, so we're going to be here for a while.
Yeah,
so
definitely. But it's going to be worth it.
You fuckers tune in. You can't hear us, but you fuckers tune in.
Yeah, exactly.
The spirit goes out there. Go!
Yeah, and then if you listen to it recorded, then good.
Yeah. Where were you?
Yeah, where were you at 5 o'clock on Sunday?
We were 5 o'clock on the Sunday.
Yeah, we know where we were. The fuck were you?
We were rocking out on a Sunday.
That's right.
How hellish is that?
Exactly.
Metal.
God's Day.
Yeah, on God's Day.
On God's Day. On Mother's Day.
We're being ungodly on Mother's Day.
That's disgusting.
I know.
Talking about ungodly, the next track we've got is from a very ungodly band with a very ungodly cover version. Basically... I don't know what my problem is.
What is your problem?
I don't know what it is. I used to really hate this band. I'm like, oh, they're fucking shit. I saw them at Download last year. I laughed my ass off at them because I thought they were so stupid. But when I found out they were doing a cover of this song, I really wanted to hear it. And my brother asked for the album for Christmas, so I was like, right, okay, no worries, I'll get the album. Got on the album, listened to the cover, and I went, I really like that.
I really
like that. And so then I investigated the rest of the album, and I absolutely love it. But they've kind
you're
of...
You're a goth. You're going to dye all your hair black, although you don't have any.
No, but when I was 16, I used to have all my hair black.
Yeah. Well, it's because the thing about Cradle of Filth is they have that sort of Professor Snape look, don't they, with the black hair. You know, dark, jet black hair and that sort of weird cut, bob thing.
But
that
it doesn't sort of sound Louise like Brooks. Professor Snape.
It's like a Louise... You remember Louise Brooks? It's like a Louise Brooks Bob.
Goth
Bob.
He doesn't sound like Professor Snape. It's more like, Harry Potter!
more of a Draco Malfoy situation.
Yeah, something a little bit like that. But anyway, this is a cover of a Heaven 17 song called Temptation. It's by Cradle of Filth.
I love that song.
You're not going to like this then.
I've never been closer. I've tried to understand that certain feeling caught by another sound. But it's too late to hesitate. We can't keep on living like this. Leave no track. Don't look back. All I desire.
Don't be sure.
Keep climbing higher and higher.
Don't be sure.
Adorable creatures.
Don't be sure.
With unacceptable features.
Toria with Confide in Me, which is obviously the cover of the Kylie Minogue classic.
I love that song.
Ang Toria is a band that was formed by a singer called Sarah Jezebel Deva, who is
Deva,
something like that. It's spelled with an E, so I said that's why I said Deva.
But it's like a diva spelled with an E.
Well, yeah.
Well.
Okay, what the fuck ever. How metal.
How metal.
That's a metal diva.
She spells it wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
She's against the system. She's against the spelling system.
Rebellion. And
yeah.
But Sarah Jezebel Deva sings actually for Cradle of Filth for their live shows.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and she's actually on a couple of the tracks of the new album as well. She was not the singer, though, on Temptation. Temptation by Cradle of Filth before that. And that singer is a singer called Harry, actually.
Harry?
Yeah. Is that ringing bells with you?
No.
There's a girl named Harry.
Yeah, it's a girl named Harry. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's her name.
Very female
Harry.
Name.
Yeah.
Harry.
But you know what? What we'll do, actually, I think would be a really good idea, and I meant to discuss this with you before. Little psych podcast meeting here. Just hold on 2 seconds.
Yes.
We'll be right with you. We'll come back
to you.
I was thinking that it would be actually kind of cool to maybe get some YouTube links and links for the show notes.
That would be cool. So, a lot of these songs got videos on YouTube then.
I know Temptation does.
Oh, excellent. So, I'd like to see that.
I don't know about Confide in Me, but we can give you a link to the website.
You can give you a link to the original Kylie video.
Bollocks to that.
Or just remix it and put some devils in it or something.
Yeah, right, of course.
Have Kylie speared.
I got the Ang Toria album, actually, just purely because I really liked her voice on like the Cradle of Filth album.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, it'd be really interesting to sort of see what she's actually doing with her own band. And it's nothing like Cradle of Filth. It's all very symphonic and it's kind of like a better Evanescence.
Yeah, it sounds a bit like, and a little bit like what I've heard of. Oh, whatchamacallit? I forgot the name.
Coil?
Is it Trivium?
Not Trivium.
The one did the O Fortuna I used. I've forgotten the name.
The what?
Therion.
Atherion, right.
Yeah, Atherion, who kind of this orchestral opera thing.
Right, it's but, a little bit like that.
And on the front of the, because I never said what it was, of the shooting from the hip show, I used their version of O Fortuna, and that was Therion.
I was tempted
to play it. I'm not playing it, but I was tempted to play it. It goes on a bit. The best part of it is the chords at the start,
yeah.
And then they sort of goes all really quiet and acoustic, and they get some acoustic guitars in, and then they start singing and things.
Typical.
That's not really metal.
No, a lot of metal bands do that.
But the waving is sort of the lighter waving bits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But it was really funny when I bought that album. I bought it purely because I think it was like two songs that I actually heard like on MySpace. Oh, we can link on MySpace, probably would be the best thing. And then I was listening to it at work actually on the iPod, and that came on, and I was that little beginning bit, and I was like, this piano bit sounds familiar. I know this tune.
I know this song.
And then when it kicked on, I went, oh fuck off. No. And then when she started singing it, I was like, you know, she's doing a really good job of it.
I know. Her voice is spookily. I mean, I know.
Spookily good.
I know they say about Kylie, she's not got the best voice in the world, but her voice is, you know, does that song justice. Which is...
Kylie doesn't have the best voice in the world, but she has a good range, and she manages to belt songs out.
Do you know what fucked me off about that song so much? Is I did a song with exactly the same chord sequence.
Did you?
About a year before. And then she came out with that, and I'm like, there's no way she would have heard my song, but it was a bit like, you ripped me off! You ripped me off! Kirk can confirm this, because it's one of the songs that I sort of played to Kirk, and it was that, you know, da, 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 exactly the same fucking melody, and I was like, ah!
Kathy Dennis has a lot to fucking answer.
I think did she
do that one, or was it somebody else? She did. Can't Get You Out of My Head. Sorry.
I thought Confide in Me was when it was indie Kylie. She was trying to be a bit indie.
Oh, no, that was after the indie phase. It was dance Kylie. Because she signed to Deconstruction Records, which was a dance label.
Oh, it was Deconstruction
label.
Kylie.
Yeah, that was Deconstruction Kylie.
You see.
Yes.
For a metal show,
we know a lot about fucking Kylie.
I think it's time to go into a mashup, I think.
Yes.
This is a very good mashup. Wax Audio is someone that people in the more kind of the RX world, sort of more political mashups will know. It's guy. Have you heard of RX?
No, I haven't.
Oh, so he did like sort of cutting up George Bush to sing Imagine and Bloody Sunday,
right?
Bloody Sunday.
Yeah,
and I played on the show. And Wax Audio did something similar. He's now started doing kind of mashups in sort of an A and B sort of more traditional vein, and he's mashed up Zeppelin, Led Zeppelin, which I'm not a big fan of, but I do like Whole Lot of Love with Black Sabbath, and it works.
Rock and fucking roll.
I know it works spookily well.
Begging me. masses for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings.
Had to be a sudden ending.
Yeah, it did. That was Angry Inch from Hedwig and the Angry Inch, a cover by a band called Type O Negative.
I've never actually seen her, Hedwig and the Angry
Inch. This is awesome. You told me I brought the movie over for you. It's really, really, really good. And it was obviously written by two gay actors and writers, whatever. So, very gay movie. It's very funny, the type of negative of all people. I've covered it. Especially on this album, there's a song called I Like Goyles, because they're fucking New York. And talking about how they don't like men hitting on them, they like girls. Mm-hmm. So, funny that. But then, you know what? If Pete still didn't want men hitting on him, maybe he shouldn't have got his cock out for Playgirl magazine.
Is that what he did?
Yeah, he did. Apparently, it was the worst selling issue they ever had. before that, we played one of your mashups.
Yes, it was Wax Audio with a whole lot of Sabbath.
Cool.
And that worked, I like that. That actually worked spookily well. It was very quiet. It kind of takes a while to build up, but it works very well.
It does. And there's both such huge, influential bands in their own right. So to kind of put them together is a little strange, actually.
I know, quite unusual. The other one, I mean, that works a lot better than the other one, which is Maiden Goes to Bollywood. He's actually, you know, it's that movie called Doom 2? That
right.
Big Bollywood movie?
Yeah.
He actually mixed Iron Maiden with Bollywood, but that didn't work as well. But that was quite camp
as well. Imagine Iron Maiden with Shilpa Shetty as the singer. That'd be fucking mental.
With a song that says, Jade, you'll go to hell. Yeah.
Jade's a racist bitch. Hello, everybody. I am Shilpa Shetty.
Oh, no.
And I am here now with my backing band, Iron Maiden. And we are here. I give you a new song now. The song is called Jade is a Racist Bitch.
Oh, dear.
We're going to hell.
You're bringing us down to the night nurse level now, aren't you?
Welcome, yes, of course.
Welcome to the night nurse.
Yeah, welcome to the night nurse Mark 2. but no, I mean, it's all fun to take the piss, isn't it? And you know, I don't mean it.
Yeah, but it is fun to take the piss.
It is fun to take the piss. So we're going to go on a little bit more of a more serious note, actually, with the next song. This is a song by a band called Trivium, which I'm sure anybody who likes rock music will know who they are. They're really now sort of considered to be a bit sellout.
Oh, I mean, I don't think I've heard much of their stuff, but I see so many people
wearing Trivium hoodies.
Trivium t-shirts everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, and it's because a lot of the kids really like them, you know?
What, the MySpace emo kids?
Yeah, the MySpace kids, yeah, definitely.
With the coloured hair.
Right.
And
exactly.
And the
black fringes that go down half their face.
Yes, yeah, the asymmetrical haircuts. Yeah, and
definitely.
But the Hello Kitty goes to hell t-shirts, probably.
Mm. But the funny thing is, like, obviously, the question is, why would we play Trivium on a gay Euro? No, not Euro.
Well, not Euro.
It's not Euro. They're American.
Yeah.
So why would we play Trivium on a gay metal show? Well, basically, this is a song called "And Sadness Will See Her." It's about the killing of Matthew Shepard.
Yeah, who
was crucified
quite literally
on a fence and beaten to death.
Was it Iowa?
I
think it's Iowa. One of the
well, we should look it up during
Midwest
the song.
Yeah,
yeah. It's Wikipedia.
It was quite a famous sort of homophobic attack.
Yeah, definitely
against. Being basically, they said, "Oh, he hit on us," but it was like an 18-year-old versus three people, and that's kind of a bit of a
unfair.
That's a very fair advantage.
Yeah. A bit unfair, and the funeral made headline news when the God Squad showed up with God Hates Fags outside of the
Fred
funeral.
Fred Phelps.
Yeah,
that
bastard. He's dead now, isn't he?
I know, thank
you. But he's burning in hell.
I think he is.
Understand, blinded and vicious, saw the beast bleeding and ripping at our very einen warmen Stern, der Haut so nah dem Auge fern. Ich nehm mein Schicksal in die Hand, mein Verlangen ist bemannt. Das süße Wasser stirbt, weil es sich im Salz verdirbt, trage ich den kleinen Prinz im Sinn, ein König, oh, ne Königin. Wenn sich an mir ein Weib verirrt, dann ist die helle Welt verwirrt. Mann gegen Mann, meine Haut gehört den Herren. Mann gegen gleich und gleich gesellt sich Mann gegen Mann. Ich bin der Diener zweier Herren. Mann gegen Mann. Gleich und gleich gesellt sich gern. Ich bin die Ecke aller Räume. Ich bin der Schatten aller Bäume. In meiner Kette fehlt kein Glied. Wenn die Lust von hinten zieht. Mein Geschlecht schimpft mich Verräter, ich bin der Albtraum aller Väter. Mann gegen Mann, meine Haut gehört den Herren. Mann gegen Mann, gleich und gleich gesellt sich gern. Mann gegen Mann, doch friert mein Herz an manchen Tagen. Mann gegen Mann, kalte Zungen, die da schlagen.
Rammstein with Mann gegen Mann. And if you want to know what that means, because it's in foreign, where's your browser? All right, it's Mann gegen Mann is translated from German to man against man. But there's very, very dubious lyrics in that song.
Yeah, because apparently gegen can also mean gay again, which means gay for.
Yeah, so you could say Mann gegen Mann, so man gay for man. But, like, there's very dubious lyrics like, man against man, my skin belongs to the gentleman. Man against man, birds of a feather flock together. Man against man, I am the servant of two masters.
Man against man, birds of a feather flock together.
You pig queen.
My family calls me a traitor. I am the nightmare of all fathers.
Pig. Filth pig. I'm telling you. Oh. The lead singer, Rammstein's a big, huge fucking filth pig.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see him on fucking World Skins covered in shit. I'm telling
you. Called something like Boot Pig. Boot Pig German.
Well, we had to make light. We had to make a little bit of light, though, out of that. Obviously, the trivia minute, we got a little serious.
Yeah.
We got a little serious, but that's not the intention. We're here to have a good laugh, but, you know, I think that it's all very fun. We can take the piss and take the piss out of being gay, but it's obviously when it at times can be very, very serious.
Yeah.
And that song was just sort of to quickly highlight that.
It seems a very, very beautiful song, and it's cool that, I mean, I assume that means they're
very friendly.
They're very gay friendly.
Yeah, they're just gay friendly.
Yeah, which is, I mean, as I say, a lot of metal bands seem to be quite camp, but they don't seem to be a bit like, as I say, but like professional footballers, they don't seem to be very out about those kind of things.
I wouldn't have said that Trivium, no. I mean, if you kind of look at them, they're young. They're actually really young. They're in their early 20s.
Where are they from?
They're from America somewhere.
Oh, American.
I think, well, maybe Canada. I don't know. I think they're American, definitely. Yeah. And I think they're from, like, Midwest America.
I didn't know many Canadian metal bands.
Are there Canadian metal bands? Yeah, of course there are.
I thought there'd be something to kind of do the whiny indie shit.
Yeah, no, I'm sure there's one.
There's one somewhere.
I can't remember any of them off the top of my head right now.
We're not sure.
Yeah, I can't remember. Fuck it.
Well, this is back to another. Because, I mean, let's say we dropped Euro, so we can play some
American shit.
And this is a funny hybrid. This is Metallica, who are doing Beatles-style songs in a Metallica style. So that's English versus Metallica is Swedish.
Okay.
Oh, it's a good name.
No. Metallica aren't Swedish.
What are they? No, they're American.
American.
Oh,
the drummer's Danish. The
drummer's Danish. Oh, that's why I get confused. Yeah, I was a little rookie.
But he grew up in San Francisco.
Ah, so it's basically it's an English American hybrid done by Metallica, are American as well, and this is a song which is about Madonna.
So that's
the gay thing.
I do it with Madonna. How'd that song go?
She's Madonna.
No, that's Robbie Williams. That's shit. Isn't that shit? And isn't Robbie Williams like the most unattractive man in drag in the world ever? I would rather fuck like his mother before I fucked him.
There's a song called Me and Madonna, and there's another
one. No, it's like I'd rather do it with Madonna, like some stupid. Like pop rock song.
The Sparks did a song called Madonna, which is all about her, which is quite bizarre.
Really?
Yeah, it's a very good song actually. But
that's how you know you're fucking famous. People writing songs about you, though, right? That bitch is ultra famous.
I know she is, and this is you'll probably hear her dulcet tones later on, and she's fucked off to New York, isn't she?
Why?
Oh, because her father's ill, so she's now going to buy a flat or a house in New York because she. Loves New York, according to a new album. I don't love good lyrics, but she loves New York. Oh, I'm just gonna.
If you don't like my attitude, you can all F off.
I wish you would.
What the fuck do you think you're doing? fuck do you think you're doing? Do you fuck?
That was Dragon Lord with Born to Darkness. And I've turned Scott onto a group that's related to one of his favourite bands, Testament.
Yeah, it is, actually, because I knew nothing about this band whatsoever. And Tim played it. Well, not for any fucking reason. You just really like that song.
I just really like that song, yeah. There's no gay things about it. I was just like, oh, I like this.
I'm going to play it on my metal show.
And it's so unusual. I mean, like a black metal sort of death metal sort of group song. I was like, I thought they were Scandinavian. I didn't realize they're American.
Actually, no, they're American. They are a hybrid of, it's a North American black metal band. Dragon Lord was formed in 2001 as a side project by Eric Peterson and Steve G. D.G.O. Giorano.
DiGiorgio. Something like that. Something like that.
Of the band Testament.
Of the Testament. Yeah.
And Steve Synth of Nevermore. The result of Eric Peterson's interest in darkener music. And not being able to do that with Testament is formed Dragon Lord. The band is notable before having a unique sound that combines the elements of black metal, the screeching vocals and keyboards, with thrash guitar influences. Also, the band is among the rare examples of symphonic black metal in the United States, at least a big name for themselves. And lyrically, themes vary, either about Rage of a dragon,
yeah, which is
death, war, lost love, satanic or otherwise anti-religious themes.
Or Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
The rage of Hello Kitty.
I think Hello Kitty it induces rage in a lot of people, including myself. Wow. It has to be said. So no, that's really cool. You know, I'm going to check that out.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to check that out definitely. And because I was the hugest Testament fan back in the day.
Oh yes.
Remember last show I wore the Testament
T-shirt. Said in the last Gay Metal show, and he came along in the Testament T-shirt.
Exactly. Because I put that on my Eurowolf profile, right? And someone actually messaged me and went, "You're wearing a Testament T-shirt. Oh my god!" And I was like, "You're cool. Who are you?" and I think he was a guy that actually runs a indie night up in Manchester called Bollocks, I think it's called, something like that.
Bollocks?
Yeah.
That's a good night. You can get onto the posters. No, I can talk with Bastard, can't I?
Yeah.
That's what I was doing on the Saturday.
Yeah, I was just about to say, what did you do this weekend?
Yeah, I went to the restart of Bastard. Bastard has restarted. It closed down just over a year ago because the venue got raided. Because it actually, I don't know if I said this on
Why did it get raided? Drugs?
No. It had a license to serve alcohol with food. The place was smaller than this flat. And there's no way you could actually ever get a table in there. Obviously, the licensing people never bothered to look at the place.
Right.
And they never, ever, ever serve food. So they went for 5 years as an underground, sort of like literally underground basement club.
Yeah.
Never serving food, just serve alcohol. And they didn't get rid of it. No one noticed for 5 years that they never served any food. So the place shut down, and the new people opened up. I've now bought the Macbeth in Hoxton.
Right.
This was the first Bastard back there on a Saturday rather than it used to be a Thursday night before. And it was pretty good. Holstar did a really good performance. She's like a drag goddess.
Yeah, you've had her on the show before.
Yeah, and she did a really funny thing about Anna Nicole. She did this whole...
Was she play dead?
No. But she did this whole thing with music where she's like cut ups of, I think, songs about a different song. And it was all, you know, about, oh, I miss you. And then I was cutting Anna Nicole Smith. And she cut it all off and she's
doing lip sync stuff.
It was quite an evil comment on the whole thing about the whole fame and stuff like that. And she even did a tribute to Pink Flamingos with a toy fluffy dog. And chocolate coming from the dog's ass.
Yeah.
So dog shit and smearing it.
That's what she does, right? Yeah. In the movie, the dog shit and he ate it, yeah.
She did a tribute of that. And she performed two bootleg songs because she sang. So she did Egypt's Two Maudlin Fuckers,
yeah.
Which is Smith's versus Hideaway.
Okay.
And she also did another one. I can't remember the name of it, but it's another Dunproofing one. I have both these on my... I videoed them on my camera, so
oh, cool.
I've got this. And it's pretty good. Sound played a few. Yes, YouTube. I will get YouTubed. She's a big fan of YouTubing stuff. So
excellent.
So it's Soundhog was pretty good. No, it's played a few good boots. It's quite different though. I think that their intention was to be not like the old Bastard and throw away all of the old tunes, which I think is probably a little bit rash. I think that there's nothing wrong with playing some of the old favourites, but they've made this decision to do a clean break, so I can understand that. But it kind of takes a while to adjust to that, I think, and probably develop your own Your own tunes,
yeah.
Your own classics. So how was your Saturday?
Oh, do you want to go here?
Yeah, I want to go
there. Oh, you want to go here?
I want to go there.
Oh, no, see, you had fun, I didn't. Okay, so Saturday,
well,
right?
Fun, smoky room, loud music.
You would have been in my fucking flat, trust me. You weren't smoky, it was me stressing of a cigarette every 5 seconds. I had the most hellish time on computers yesterday. Basically, it started, all right, anybody who listens to the Night Nurse Show, we have fabulous sound quality. And this is because we record live in a studio, which is a professional radio studio. And we use mini discs. So basically, you take the mini disc home.
Yeah.
What I do is I attach an iMic to my iBook, record into GarageBand, and then do whatever adjustments I need to do sound wise. Maybe if something needs to come out, you know, that's too personal, whatever, it comes out, blah, blah, blah. Upload online, done. Yeah,
yeah.
It's really actually not that long of a process. Why is it taking me a day? A whole fucking day? Well, I'll tell you why, because the iMic fucking broke, yeah? And that's why Show 55 had such shit sound, yeah? It's fucking broken. So I've got this fucking shitty laptop, yeah, that someone lent me when my iBook died back in the Christmas time, yeah? So I've been putting it all into the laptop,
yeah,
on Audition. But the laptop, the only way you can get internet on it is if you take the modem cable, put it into the laptop, yeah? You have to usually reset the modem,
yeah,
so that the laptop will pick up the IP, right?
Yeah.
So I went to go reset the modem, yeah? The modem stopped working. I call NTL and scream at them. They said, oh, there's nothing we can do. We need to send an engineer out to you. I said, okay, well, what time today will the engineer be here? And he went, the next available appointment we have is Tuesday. I went fucking mental because I'm poor. I can't go nowhere. The internet is all I fucking got, right?
Yeah.
So I was like fucking screaming. I'm like, I want someone here now. And I was just going absolutely mental. And he goes, no, actually, it's showing up that it's online. I think you'll be just fine. And it was. But it still wouldn't work on the fucking laptop. Now, I've got a PC. This PC is going... Listen, this PC is new, and it just needs XP installed. I'm picking up a monitor this week, because when we tried to install XP on it before, the monitor tube died. It started smoking everywhere. So I have not finished my install of XP onto the desktop. So the desktop will be set up this weekend. Yay! But until then, I've had a USB wireless connector. Yeah?
Oh.
So I can use that for the new PC.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, ding. What was that?
It's a doorbell. It just happened to go in time with your dinging.
Is it for you?
No.
Okay, anyway, so I... Let's hook up the wireless USB onto the laptop, yeah? Would it pick up my connection?
No.
How long do you think I spent on doing this?
3 hours,
Tim. 3 fucking hours. I was screwing at the end of it. I was so angry.
I
even had my ex on MSN going step by step on how to set up a wireless network on a fucking Windows PC. And I was freaking out. I'm like, why is it not working? Am I putting the right code in? If that motherfucker had only written the fucking WEP password in English, yeah, I might have more of a fucking clue. Do you know what I mean? But no, his B's look like 6's and his fucking 5's look like S's and all this shit. I'm totally fucking confused, right? Even though now I know that, yeah, right? So I might be putting the wrong password in.
He wrote it in Hacksaw speak.
No, because those codes are usually like B133C, blah, 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 right?
Because it sounds like you've been saying, oh, this is a B, this is a 6, and that kind of shit.
Yeah. But no, what I mean is in that he wrote it down on a sheet of paper.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because that's an encryption code, so no one can steal my wireless connection, yeah?
Because
I'm a paranoid motherfucker, and I need to download my porn, need my bandwidth. So I fucking sat there for 3 hours.
Oh,
I got so fucking annoyed. I called my friend, I went, where are you? I'm coming to the fucking pub. I need a drink. And I didn't know. And I took what little money I had down to the pub, had 2 pints, came home, felt a whole lot better, got on some fucking dirty chat room and saw people wanking. So then this morning, right, I finally got before I left, though, I managed to get the show uploaded, the file, MP3 file, onto youcenter.com, so then I can download it onto the Mac. Finally got it, because the second time around when I put the modem wire into the... I'm geeking out, people. I'm sorry. When I put it into the PC, it worked the second time. So finally got it all sorted out. So it's on my Mac. Yay, great, done. Record the motherfucker into, input the motherfucker into GarageBand, right? And I'm ready to go. I'm like, right, I gotta put a song on the end of this shit. did what I needed to do. And then, for some reason, it's a long show, this one. Yeah, for some reason, the little marker on GarageBand, this little fucking purple bullshit fucking arrow, right, is sitting there at 1 hour, 6 minutes, and 36 seconds. The devil is fucking speaking to me, Tim, right? And it's telling me, you ain't putting no song on the end of this motherfucker. And I was sitting there, I'm freaking out. I'm totally freaking out. I'm like, what the fuck? And this was me about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Fuck! I wanted to throw the fucking iBook out the fucking window. And then I thought, okay, well, right, let's convert this into an MP3. And then I've got this song as an MP3. I'll do it on Audacity. So I got it done on Audacity. The file is ready to be uploaded. As 2 o'clock this afternoon. And I swear to God, if I have a problem with the show notes, you ain't getting no show notes. Fuck you.
The trials of a podcaster.
My weekend has been this. Well, I'll tell you fucking what now. And listeners, take fucking heed. Scott is out next weekend, Jen. You want to find me? I will be in a club snorting cocaine, drinking vodka straight from the bottle. I'm telling you now.
And if you want the podcast, you have to go up to him and listen to it on his Nano. You cannot get it anywhere else.
Because
it won't be anywhere else. I think it's time for a song. Well, not talking about hair, but probably talking about cocaine. I'm sure there was plenty of cocaine with this band. A lot of foundation and various white powders. You wanted to play Poison.
Why not? They look like girls.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They look like girls. And have you ever not met a gay man that doesn't like being talked dirty to?
Yeah, exactly.
Baby, we'll be at the drive-in.
The Poodles, the Scandinavian band, the Swedish band Poodles, with Dancing in Tears of My Eyes by Ultravox.
His voice was terrible.
I know, it's a great cover. I played that out in Bristol, and they actually...
Did they like it?
It was the only time the people running the sort of venue came over, rushed over to turn it down. Because I was playing all this electro stuff and mashup stuff, and they're loving it. And then I played that, and it was like, it just worked really well with their PA, to the point of just suddenly, just with the crunchy guitars, went rah! People were going, what the fuck is this? And apparently they are A, for real, and B, they don't seem to be a Darkness type spoof. They are a real band. And
Metal Will Stand Tall is the name of their latest album.
And they look like ugly fuckers.
They are ugly. That motherfucker was wearing a leopard skin shirt.
And on the cover of the album,
it looks like a ska album.
One of them looks like Posh Spice.
Yeah, I think it was the singer, actually.
I know.
Yeah. And before that, we played Poison, who I'm going to dedicate out to Adam Curry, because it's all your fucking fault. I listened to that shit. MTV motherfucker, you will never be forgiven. And to Keith Malley from Keith and the Girl, who loves that sort of shit, but will happily call everyone else a faggot. Isn't that funny? Yeah. When he's there dressed up as girls. Keith, I don't get it. Explain it. I love your show. I love you. But explain that shit to me, Keith.
I have to give a shout out to Absolute 3D Destiny, who's listening.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Apparently, this podcast is bringing back the shameful, wonderful memories of being 16. It's somewhat terrifying. Lots of fun, though. This is what Sunday's all about. It's all about... pulling out some of those old records, you know, you're chilling out. TV gets a bit rubbish about this time, actually.
It does.
You get songs of praise. Yeah. And you pull out all your fucking records. Air guitar, jump on your fucking bed, go mental. And if your missus or your boyfriend or whoever is there.
Or your mother.
Mom. Yeah. They're looking at you a bit strange. Just go, fuck you. Yeah. It's Sunday, I don't care.
It's Mother's Day. But screw you. I've done the chocolates. I've done the dinner. Yeah. I'm going to rock out.
We've only got a couple more songs left, though, haven't we?
Yes. Because it's weirdly, it's kind of, you played lots of yours at the start, and he's got lots of mine at the end.
That's cool.
I'm going to play this beautiful cover. I mean, I don't know about, what's his face from Thin Lizzy.
Phil Lynott. Yeah,
I don't know about his sexuality, but a lot of his songs have a certain bi-ness to it.
Really?
Well, they're always a little bit kind of...
I don't think he was. There was this whole... wasn't there a show recently about this... groupie who had a long relationship with them, an English groupie?
Yeah,
who had a really long relationship with them.
Well, I mean, certainly his songs, like a lot of those things seem to apply. And this is Anthrax doing a cover of Cowboy's song. Of course, Cowboys...
Brokeback Mountain, baby.
Yeah. But also, if you listen to his lyrics...
Now, I talked about this on the Nightmare show a couple shows ago. Did you watch that movie?
No, shit. The story
it's
was
shit,
bad.
But you didn't watch the movie.
The story was... I think I read some of the short story. I read the short story.
Right.
Started reading it and was like, ooh, look, it's another doomed gay story.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want to watch it. And it was hyped to death. And I was talking about this last night. I tend to run a mile from anything that's been hyped to death. Because I'll watch it on my own time, on my own, when I want to watch it.
This is coming from a man who has a fucking figurine of Hagrid in his bedroom.
I was given that. all these fucking teddy bears you see around here, they were given to me. I don't buy teddy bears. I don't buy figurines.
Hagrid looks wicked, though. We're going to get a fixture here, me and Hagrid, though.
Yeah, he's quite sweet.
Yeah, he's got a big flasher coat on.
I can actually wait for that movie, which is a bit sad.
Oh, about the Order of the Phoenix. Oh, I'm really looking forward to it, actually. But no,
be interesting to see how all the people react to it. Now all the kids have seen Daniel Radcliffe naked in Ecruz.
I haven't yet. Have you seen his penis yet?
No, apparently if you see Ecus, you'll see his penis.
You will. Surely there's got to be a YouTube clip somewhere.
I'm pretty sure there probably is. I'm sure some fangirl has gone in there and
with a
and
video camera phone.
Yeah. But it's
penis.
Penis, Daniel, Harry Potter's penis. But the...
it's so perverted though, right? It is perverted. He is 17 years old.
Well, it's not that. I mean, he's quite old. But the irony is because I was working around the corner and I was looking around the corner when Richard... Was it Diana Rigg and Richard Griffiths had to climb through a window? You know how big...
They said that was a story and that didn't actually happen.
Oh, didn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't it? Oh, it's a shame because I like the image of Richard Griffiths.
Yeah, trying to get out of that. It does... Well, They worked together on the Harry Potter films, didn't they?
Yeah, as well. Yeah. But I mean, it's quite interesting that they're trying to rebrand him as being a serious actor.
Oh no, I don't doubt that he couldn't be.
But the interesting thing is how that reacts to his kind of his sort of children's movie.
Well, level. You know what though, it's not a children's movie anymore.
It's getting more and more serious. So I think they'll get away with it.
The Order of the Phoenix is going to be a serious fucking movie.
Yeah,
and then the poison or whatever it's fucking called, I can't remember. The potion prince or whatever.
The potion prince.
What's the Professor Snape called?
No.
What's the last one they just did?
Oh, I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
The Half Blood Prince.
Right.
That's the one.
Yeah, because it was in the potions book.
Yeah,
Half Blood Prince. And that's going to get real fucking serious.
Very dark.
Yeah, very, very dark.
I know. So anyway, let's play some Anthrax.
Metal.
I am just a cowboy, lonesome on the trail. Starry night, campfire lights. The coyote call and the howling winds wail. So I ride out to the old sundown.
Yeah.
down, up and down. It's okay, amigo, just let me go. Riding in the rodeo.
Cowboy song by originally by Thin Lizzy, and that's Anthrax doing that version. I love that song so much.
Yeah, it's a good song actually. And I think that's the Anthrax with John Bush. It sounds like not the original. No, they have had like three singers actually. Yeah, Anthrax have had like three singers.
Like, they've got like a conveyor belt near the, near the mic stand.
They're back with the second singer now, and that's not that one that was just singing on that track. So,
okay,
because they've got very distinct voices. They're very different. I have to admit, I didn't like the John Bush years.
It sounds very country almost.
Yeah,
it's like country metal.
Yeah. Well, that song, obviously, a cowboy song. Yeah. So.
But you listen to the songs about, you know, Romeo. He's talking about one of his colleagues and calling him Romeo.
Right.
And it's talking about, oh, I've met this girl in Memphis or wherever it was. And, you know, I've met this girl and we chased this girl. But it keeps referring back to his colleague as a Romeo and how it's lonely on the plains. It's like,
Maybe that song is inspired by Brokeback Mountain.
Another way around, because Brokeback Mountain was written after that song.
Cause, possibly
because Phil Lynott died in the early 80s, wasn't it? Something like that.
Excuse me. Yeah. I'm thinking Anthrax. So I'm thinking Anthrax wrote that song. Now it's kind of, it's all getting confused in my head. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Thin Lizzy were in the late 70s, weren't they? Mid late.
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
And then I'm sure he died early 80s. I think.
Yeah.
Drinking, too much drinking.
Fucking drunk.
I know. And of course, yesterday, it's an Irish theme, so I didn't realise that. Because, of course, yesterday was St. Paddy's Day.
Yes.
And we had very drunken people wanting to run around the streets of Hoxton trying to hug anyone Irish. We're going up and saying, oh, are you Irish? And going, no. Oh, I want to hug an Irishman. Right, okay.
Bye. Bye with your ridiculous outfit and your stupid hair.
Run away. It wasn't, they weren't Irish.
That's like a Hoxton thing to do, though, isn't
it? I know.
They went, oh, no, darling. I want to go and hug everyone that's Irish this evening. Oh, it'd be so fabulous. I've had way too much Guinness.
Yeah, and it's a bit like go up to Kilburn and try that on. That's going to work.
Yeah, right. They'll get shot in the fucking face.
Well, no, it would be like, more like probably a punch. Hit. It would be more like punched up there. They're just not friendly on Kilburn High Road. Anyway, yes, I know.
I'm lost for words.
I'm not a big fan of Hoxton, I must say, even though I have friends live not too far from them. But yes, yeah, so shout outs to Who Boys, who I was on their podcast yesterday, and cool. they interviewed several of the bootleggers and people there for Bastard, which is great. So I'm on their show again.
Awesome.
It's a very good show. Though it was more Saturday afternoon with the Who Boys rather than Saturday night. I'm giving them all their secrets. So this is the end of the Gay Metal edition. Thanks to everyone who's listened.
Thank you.
And it's been a good one.
It has. I've had a really good time, and it's scary to think that it's been an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So it's been cool. I wish we could go on for longer, but we don't have any more tunes lined up. So.
I know. It's like that. And so you can find out more about Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net.
You can find out more about the Night Nurse Show at nightnurseshow.com, and if you want to email me there, that's nightnurseshow@gmail.com.
Yep, a very good show it is too.
Oh, thank you very much.
And what
Radio Clash is the best fucking music podcast out there. Recognize, motherfucker. Recognize everybody. All you motherfuckers. Oh, I have a great music podcast. I play loads of uptight music. Oh, yeah. No, I've got loads of songs. Podsafe Music Network. Radio Clash.
Thank you.
That's the original.
Checks in the post. I was going to say blowjobs in the post, but that's a bit,
rude.
That's a bit dodgy.
It's a bit rude. There is no podcasting love going on here.
not in that sort of biblical sense.
No, biblical sense. I'm way too young for you.
Exactly.
By about 40 years.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So, no, I'm going to take Tim out, though. We're going to go pulling. We're going to take Tim down to the back to the Crescent Homes.
Oh.
I love the OAP jokes. So
I don't.
I know. All right. I love you. You know that. And if I was 30 years older, I'd fuck you.
But you're not. No. So. I had to do a shout out as well. There is one shout out I'm going to do.
Sure.
I have to shout out to Steve, Holy 13 Nation.
Oh my God.
We love you, and we hope you get better soon.
Yes, definitely. It was really horrible to hear.
Yeah, he's had two minor heart attacks.
Yeah, it was really awful to hear that.
He likes the sort of same age range as men as I like.
That's a shame, because he's hot.
He is very hot.
He is real hot.
I hope he's rushing around after
those old todgers.
Yeah, very, very soon.
Yeah, it's definitely.
We must go for a drink, because we've been planning for a drink for ages, and then now he's, you know...
Should go visit him.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we should.
Definitely.
Invite us over, bitch. Yes, we'll come visit you.
Yes, we'll come visit you, definitely.
Definitely.
So we give out the love to Steve and get better. So that's the end of the show. And, of course, it's traditional. We have to end... We started with Judas Priest. Pretty sure we have to end on an ABBA metal cover.
Nice.
I have played this before in show 54, but that was like almost 2 years ago. So let's play it again. This is Halloween.
Metal.
A German band. And this is their cover of ABBA's Lay All Your Love on Me. And it is fucking brilliant.
Before you start that, Tim, thank you very much for having me on Radio Clash.
No problem.
It's awesome. Problem. Love it. Love coming down here. I do.
I should
be your co-host.
I know you should do. Not this person called Kirk who never fucking shows up.
Rubbish.
So it's goodbye from me.
Keep rocking.
And it's goodbye from him.
In the free world.
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay.
You and Dan one mic. You'd be sitting in my lap in this.
Well, the problem is I attempted to buy a mic, but they cost fuckloads of money.
They do, they're expensive.
It's not so much the mic. The mic's cheap enough, but I have to buy the fucking stand as well.
Yeah, and a pop filter.
And then I need to buy a new flat to put it all in, because I have no space.
Is it more pantyhose to put it over the mic?
Yeah. You're apparently not supposed to rock it with a pantyhose, but then again...
It doesn't work.
You're not supposed to rock it with really bad former punks either. It's a Beastie Boys lyric, sorry.
Oh, I was wondering what the fuck you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Most people do.
Yeah. So, do you think people will masturbate to our voices?
I've heard they probably do.
You dirty cunts. You filthy motherfuckers.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
I'm not masturbating, though.
You're not masturbating.
No, that'd
now.
Be weird.
You're not masturbating. No, no, good. I'm glad about that.
So am I.
This is going to be good for the end, I think. I'm going to edit this all in the end. Secret track. So, shall we start? Or shall we wait for another 3 minutes?
Let's wait.
Okay.
Okay, so don't say anything.
Oh, dear.
Shut the fuck up, Tim. NightmareShow.com.
You're not advertising at all.
NightmareShow.com.
Ha, 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 ha.
I'll tell you, he's got more cables than Santa has presents in his grotto. Oh, that's the cable for the recorder, Tim.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well. It's all
is
going
it still recording?
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be. I'm going to put it on hold.
No, don't do that. Leave it all here. It's the spirit of podcast.
No, I said I'm going to put it on hold so I can't switch it off.
Oh, right. what the fuck is that?
Oh, it's a cable for my phone.
Oh. Do you still have this phone?
Yeah.
Oh.
Of course, I threw out anything I don't have.
Oh, right, okay.
These are all useful cables.
You wouldn't know.
Cables.
Listeners, you really wouldn't fucking know.
Oh, fuck. I had to clean up and it's all in the fucking place.
I'm going to take pictures.
Oh, please don't. You just found it. Oh. You found the cable.
I did.
Scott found the cable.
Yay.
Scott found the cable.
Good, I can add extension.
You can lay some cable now.
Oh.
Oops, sorry. You're all dead now, aren't you?
Yeah, they're fucked up now.
Oh, they're fucked off because they're listening to this shit.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna start in a minute. Let me just put my extension in for my headphones, or I'm not going to hear shit.
Not your hair extension.
No. I'm going to glue it onto a bald head. I might be a goth, but I'm not that fucking goth.
I think he does do the profile thing.
Oh, no, who doesn't?
I don't.
Yeah, I know.
I deleted my Bear 411 profile, good riddance.
Self-righteous one.
And, well, not self-righteous. It's
I
like,
know, I know the whole like, controversy.
I'm over the whole fucking profile thing.
I can understand that, though. I can understand it a little bit.
I mean, to explain to people who are not part of this whole scene, it's profiles like Gaydar. It's like you have a profile on there, and
you say,
"Oh, look, I'm brilliant. Why didn't you shag me?" And you post various provocative pictures, and then no one contacts you, and you think, "Ah!" And it's a bit like podcasters with their stats. You tend to feel shit because no one's messaging you, and then you post more and more provocative pictures or podcasts, and so no one listens. And it's an evil cycle. And the best thing to do is just say,
I can understand in a way, but I met Matt through Gaydar, which everyone knows. I met my ex Matt through Gaydar, so it the one site you would think, that you wouldn't, but it's one of those things, and it's like, I don't know, I recently set up like two profiles, and I've got like messages and whatever else, but I don't know if I'm going to actually meet up with anybody, like,
yeah.
There's
yeah.
One guy who I was talking to. One, I was talking to Matt for the first time a couple of years ago. We never really hooked it up or whatever, but I ended up bumping into him a few weeks ago in XXL. So we got chatting through that. So I just chat through to him through through Eurowolf, which is really cool. And he's like going to be more like a friend thing. So that's kind of cool, you know?
No, that is.
So when the things like that happen, it's kind of like, that's cool.
Yeah,
you can deal with that.
But that's the problem, is on these things, you always get your psycho stalkers.
You do, you get your weirdos and stuff, and the people that waste your time. And then if they're not wasting your time, they're a little bit too eager.
I had all of those, I mean, that was my Gaydar experience. I had all of those. That's why I do have a profile.
Gaydar is a fucking... fucking weird. But you know the whole thing about your situation. I don't get it.
What?
Well, about, you know, because you're like the older guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, how can an older guy be stuck up when a 30-year-old's chasing after him?
Oh, they can be. They can be.
That scares me. I'm sorry. If I was 60, if I'm 50 fucking 5 and a 30-year-old's hitting on me, let's get it on.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean, though?
They were like, oh, no, you're not fair enough, or you're not desiring of my financial support. They want the whole uncle-nephew shit, or... They want
what?
Some of them do that. Yeah, they get off on the whole uncle nephew shit.
What's that?
Oh, you know, they want usually young, hairless, 18 chicken, usually 18 year olds,
really?
And they want them to be porn star types. But then they want to support them with dinners and money and place to stay, and it's all a bit weird.
Is that what it's
uncle like nephew thing? Yeah, it's
really. You got the daddy bears. And
oh,
stuff?
The daddy bear. That's not necessarily so formal. So it's not so much like, oh, if you're a daddy bear, then you have to do X, Y, and Z.
I know you get like the daddy bears that chase after twinks, and you get like the daddy bears that chase after cubs, and
daddy bears that chase after other bears.
Yeah, or the daddy bears that chase after other daddy bears and all that.
Yeah,
but it just really shocks me that, like, you know, someone who's paying you a little bit of attention. You're in that sort of time in your life, and it's a bit like, you know what, maybe life is a little bit shorter for you to be so fucking picky.
I know.
You know what I mean? That just confuses me a little bit. And I mean, it kind of sounds a little fucking intolerant, but I'm not being intolerant. It's just I don't get it. It's just weird.
I know, it's an odd one. I mean, but then again, I mean, I'm not so off that, because I have this thing about facial hair, and if someone contacts me, even though all my profile say, you know what the kind of thing.
Yeah, I want old and facial hair.
Yeah, and it's all like, oh, they'll contact me, and I'm like, you've obviously not read my profile. You know, because I make it quite clear, you know, that, you know, it's, you know, I don't say, oh, you know, if you haven't got facial hair, fuck off. But it's a bit like I've said, I usually like this type of man. If you don't fit, it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, don't you think that's a little bit limiting, though, in some ways?
It can be, but I can't really control what my cock does, really.
Not true.
I mean,
at least you're honest about it. But sometimes I read these profiles, and they're all like, oh, I only like, you know, gym bunnies.
I only like Lithuanian gymnasts between the ages of 23 to 24 that have a tattoo on their right arm.
With an 8-inch penis.
Can juggle and can speak 50 languages and have an 8.
And if that's not you, don't bother messaging me, because you're going to get an automated reply back. Hi, thank you very much for taking interest in my profile. I'm afraid that I'm viewing on your profile, I can see that we will probably not be compatible for any future meetups or friendships. Thank you for your time.
The best thing,
have you ever had one of those?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Oh, how pretentious
and
is
the,
that?
The best thing is at the end they say, after all these things saying, you know, all these kind of stats, they say, but I'm only looking for love.
You're looking for a smack in the fucking mouth, you puff.
It's like,
fuck you.
They have all these requirements, and they say, you know, oh, you must have, you know, this size penis, and you must have, you know, you must be into these sorts of things, and they say, you know, and you must look like this, exactly. And they go, yes, but I'm only looking for love and a serious relationship.
Well,
and it's like,
no way.
If you're looking for a serious relationship and love, you wouldn't necessarily put all those restrictions necessarily.
Yeah, you'd be a little bit more open-minded to the fact that you might fall in love with somebody
that looks a bit different.
Yeah,
I know.
Never know. It's just one of those things, you know? I mean, like I've never ruled things out. I've always actually said, like, if I met a girl, and I fell in love with her, well, what can I fucking do about that? I'm in love with her.
Yeah. So I think
let's end this fucking show. Right?
Let's end this show. So I think that last bit. I might edit that down a little bit.
Don't leave it. Fuck it.
But
the longest radio clash ever.
Oh no, the longest radio clash ever was about 2 hours.
We're hitting that though.
Yeah, I know.